Morning, 8:39 on September 24th, Monday. An overcast, drippy kind of Monday. It's not really raining. I put light rain, but it's like one drop every once in a while. I think it may be one drop that reaches the ground every once in a while. So it's not exactly a rainy day, but it's also not exactly a sunny day. Good morning. So, I'm running a little late this morning. I was trying to get some stuff cleaned up around the house, and was just celebrating that I had the house to myself when my wife walked back into the house. So, sure, her doctor's appointment had been canceled or postponed or something, and so she had to come home again. So I did get some of the stuff cleaned up. It turns out that I have not yet signed John Moreau's contract. Sorry, John. I'll get to that as soon as I get home. And I need to get through the review that I promised for Dan Sawyer's audio production book. I really like it so far. I've gone through about half of it, and it's really, really, it's really approachable, and I think it's as comprehensive as I've ever seen. He's very much focused on selling audio, although he does talk about podcasting and the podcasting donation model. So, yeah, I found a couple typos, but nothing serious. I need to go through and finish it this morning. Oh, yappy dogs. What a surprise. So let's see. This morning when I was starting the walk, I was listening to Pandora. I don't have a Pandora Pro account, so every once in a while I get interrupted with commercials, but I listen so rarely that I'd hardly ever notice. I had never noticed before, but in fact, probably because I'm not tied into a lot of pop music, but how much auto-tune there is, yikes, it's everywhere. Speaking of music, I had greatly impressed my daughters the other day. Coming home from school, they occasionally will plug their MP3 players into the car and we'll listen to tunes on the way back. And one of the tunes that they brought up was very familiar. It wasn't exactly the same tune, but it had the same kind of feel, same kind of syncopation and rhythm, the same kind of intonations. And it reminded me of I think Sigler and Hutchins both used Cell Dweller. So I asked, is that Cell Dweller? And they were like, what? I said, is that Cell Dweller? It sounds like Cell Dweller. And they said, how do you know Cell Dweller? I know, I listen once in a while, I hear things. And they said, I can't believe you know Cell Dweller. If it weren't for audio books, I wouldn't, but there you have it. So that was fun. They still think it's cool that I know Brant Gamblin, so. So, okay. Yesterday's work, I did get the Zephyr's Call carved up finally. I made myself sit down and grind through it until I had pieces that I could work with. There's still going to be some long chapters. I can't help that. Some of them are 6,000 words long, so there's going to be some longish sections. I think it's okay. I think it'll work out. At least they're not like 3 hours long or even an hour and a half long. They're like maybe 40 minutes. So longer than I like, but a good number. And I think it'll work out okay. And I like the way the breaks happen. I found places where breaks happened anyway and just added chapter headings and gave them a title. So there's that. So I have to grind through and get that contract out to Moreau today. I have to get the review over to Dan Sawyer today. And I'm gonna go find my Zephyr's Call covers, make sure that those are, good morning, make sure those are installed where they need to be. I think the only place I have to put it, the only two places I need to put it are on Barnes & Noble and CreateSpace. Actually, well, I don't know. I have to go look. I think I put the ebook cover on Barnes & Noble now that I think of it. So the only place I really need to do it is CreateSpace. Get that cover over onto CreateSpace. So yeah, so I've got an editor working on the share books. Got some ideas for some cover art. The problem I have is the owner's share doesn't have an insignia. So this great plan that I had of new covers with the rank insignia on it doesn't exactly fly. It's turned yellow. Top half of it is completely bright, brilliant yellow. There's a tree where half of it's yellow. So the season should be a-changing. We are actually in fall, now that I think of it. I think we had the equinox the other day. A holiday I did not mark. Which was too bad, because that would have been a good day to publish a Zephyr's Call. Yeah. I'll get it out. It's kind of muggy, as one might expect, given that it's raining a bit. It's still a nice day. Clouds breaking up a little bit. The sun is trying to burn through up there a little. It's not succeeding yet, but I'm just as glad because I suspect it would be rather warm if it did. So I've got several chore errands to run today, several chores to do outside the house as well. And it's also early release day, so the kids will be home. 1:30, 2 o'clock. So, yeah, I need to find something to fix for dinner. I need to find some milk. Usually we don't go through that much milk, a gallon a week or so. And this week we went through almost a gallon and a half already. Milk delivery isn't until Wednesday morning, so I need to come up with some milk. I missed it. Every night I have a glass of milk with a little chocolate in it. It's a very weak chocolate milk, but after water and coffee it feels particularly rich, and it goes very well with my pills. It adds a little bit of buffering. It puts a little bit of food in there for the heavy-duty antibiotic, anti-inflammatory that I take at the end of the day.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
So yeah, in a few days I'll have some formal news, some formal announcements to make, I think. Stuff I've sort of alluded to, but really said out loud. I get the contract requirements taken care of. That's an interesting scent. Some sort of soap. Laundry soap, maybe? It's not. I don't believe it's a dryer sheet, although it has that sort of flavor to it. Kind of floral. Interesting. It's gone now, but it's an interesting odor. Good morning. Tall guy. C- course, I forget I'm just a short little dude. The street, turn north, head back to the house, cup of coffee. I got bread baking this morning. The last loaf came out like a rock. Every once in a while I get them, they come out too dense. I'm not sure exactly. I have a feeling that it's a function of too much flour or something overpowers the yeast. Measured pretty carefully this morning. What I need to do is measure it by weight. Get a good solid, scrape the top of the cup measure, and then weigh it so I know how much 4 2/3 cups weighs to the nearest ounce. I can control what's going into the hopper a little bit better. But apparently a difference of a little as a tablespoon can make a difference in the recipe when it comes out, so it makes a certain amount of sense, I suppose. I should be mowing my backyard today. Yeah, in between all of the other chores I've got to do today, that's not going to be one of them, I don't believe. Okay, here we go. And here I am, at the house, back at the back gate, one more time. This is where I say, tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.